But first, we want to visit with a friend of the show, and this gentleman has been out of work now for about a month because we don't have those big concerts coming to town. We don't have the big games or events, so he doesn't have any events to work. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher. Good morning, Jesse.
You're going to have to speak up if you want me to be able to hear you now.
Say good morning, Jesse. Morning. How are you?
Oh, there you are. Hello. How are you guys doing? It's been a while since we talked, hasn't it?
Sure has. How are you doing during the pandemic?
Well, not too good. You know, I've been out of the work for a while, and that really hurts when you're on a fixed income like me. So ain't got any events to usher and things like that. And I tell you what, I haven't seen the world this shut down since I was shish kebabbing Japanese on the end of my bayonet in Okinawa.
Okay, Jesse,
you just say World War II, yeah. Back when you were fighting World
right,
War II.
Different
right.
times.
Personally, I think all these Democrats have been trying to hoax us with this pandemic.
All right, Jesse.
All right. Now, come on. You don't really believe that. And you're in danger given your age.
Now. You don't tell me what I believe or I don't believe. I tell you. there's been only 32 of my 43 elderly friends die of the coronas. But the way the wow. media covers it, you would think that 43 out of 43 would have died.
Well, Jesse, 75% is still That's a very terrible. High percentage.
Say, but I'm ready to get back to work now. I want to open up this economy, get some ushering done.
Shouldn't you retire anyway? I mean, given your advanced age, you don't need to be working anymore.
I'm interested in living, not that slow decline into death that is retirement. I like ushering way too much. I'm a people person.
Yeah,
that's why I love hugging on people and kissing on people and all that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, too, put a little dent in that, but...
Just a little.
But a little, but you know, this coronas, Mark Cuban told me personally through intermediaries that read it on a message board, personally... that this was all a hoax that he started to run for presidency. He's setting up a run for presidency, you see.
Hmm. Oh.
So, and if that happens, if Mark Cuban gets to be president, you better expect old Jesse going to be in that cabinet now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he'll put me, due to my military experience, I'm going to be the Secretary of Defense.
Wow. Well, it's very high rank for you.
That's right. That's right. And I tell you, first thing I'm going to go do is go drop bombs number 3 and 4 on China for this coronas.
Jesse, I don't think we want that.
That's not the kind of diplomacy we need there.
And I tell you, the thing has made me so mad because I can't even... get out to the crafts room to scare me up a date here at assisted living.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, well, you need to socially distance right now.
I got a very high libidos, Giorgio.
You shouldn't.
I got quite a high libidos, and I've done fouled every grandmommy in this place about 12 times over.
Jesse, we are on the air.
Don't talk like that. That's somebody's grandmother.
I need my loving time, and now they got it sequestered in our rooms, and I can't get any natural, so I'm having to use a shampoo slicking shower cap to recreate my reproduction.
Oh, Jesse,
jeez, oh, peace.
We're on the air.
What you fellas doing for your love making during this time?
Well, that's none of your business. And why do you have such a high drive given the fact that you're in your 80s?
Well, that's a little something called little blue pill come out, done reinvigorated down there.
Well, you need to stop taking that. You don't need to be doing that.
Plus, George, he was a soldier. He's got a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, I guess
so. That's right. That's right. Well, I sure wish my wife was still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, George.
That way I wouldn't have had to spend 10 years in prison for manslaughter.
Whoa.
Well, now, I don't know if we need to hear this story or not.
I got caught up in a Joe Exotic, Cal Baskin type thing with her. Anyway, how y'all doing? How's sports going down there?
Well, there's not too many sports going right now.
Well, ain't that the truth? Did y'all see that abortion of a horse competition they had on the ESPN?
Yeah, we watched some of that, yeah.
Boy, I tell you, I would rag on that one guy's basketball setup. What's his name?
Yeah, Trae Young.
Yeah, I would rag on his basketball setup, but I'm not a big jerk who would trigger the emotions of Twitter. I'm not stupid like that. Anyway, y'all take care and have fun now.
Okay, Jesse, you take care too.
Can I give an update to you real quick?
All right.
I'm already impartial now.
Oh, stop it. All right, that's Jesse the Usher trying to make it through very tough times.